This is Will Cooper. I'm here at the 2017 IPCPR Trade Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm at the Villiger North America booth, and I'm sitting here with the president of Villiger Cigars North America, Rene Castaneda. Rene, how you doing today?
Good, Will. How's it going, man?
It's going good. It's been a very, very busy week for a lot of us. How's the show been going for you so far?
Actually, interesting. You know, last year, as you know, when we started, we were trying to find our place in the market. But this day has been rewarding. You know, the people that are engaging us for business, they're showing a lot of respect to the company, the brands, the product, the portfolio that we have. So we feel very, very good about this show.
And the big showcase piece this year is a brand that you've brought back. LaFleur in Glen, which I had a chance to smoke it. Very, very flavorful cigar. What can you tell us about that cigar?
Yes, LaFleur in Glen was a Cuban brand that it was in the Cuban, you know, in international markets in the between the early 1800s to 1850. Mr. Villiger acquired the brand by 1960. So since then was out of the market. We put the brand in the U.S. market in 2005, between 2005 and 2007. But Mr. Villiger wasn't pleased with what was the blend at that time. So we decided to retire, or he decided to retire the brand at that time. And now, you know, as you know, with all the FDA regulations, we wanted to, you know, go back and check which brands we could use. And he worked on the blend with our master blender, Matias Maragotto. And it's essentially the same blend, but with tobacco that has been aged from, you know, 5 to 7 years. So is you will see on this cigar a lot of complexity in the flavor, but a very, very smooth because it's a great tobacco that has been aged for a long, long time.
You know, it was a cigar that I was wondering, well, I remember the old cigar, and I actually thought it was a pretty good cigar. But at the same time, I was wondering, well, maybe this is more of a European type of cigar from what I remember. But I found this is a cigar that really can appeal to the U.S. consumer.
Yes, you know, we were trying to make sure that it was more spicy, you know, to have that little peppery and the taste for the people to enjoy more, not to be just smooth. But we wanted that smoothing of the cigar, but with a little extra peppery on the blend. So I think that the people are very comfortable with the cigar, and something that they weren't expecting, you know, from us to being a European brand that was before in the market. So the people will be very surprised. I would like everybody to give it a chance to try the cigar because they will be impressed with what we have accomplished with that blend.
Yeah, and I would agree with you, Rene. I actually had a chance to smoke a few of these before the show. Definitely some real complexity in this cigar, and I think folks are going to be real surprised to see that out of a Villiger cigar.
Oh, yes. No, listen.
Yeah, not that they are, but this is a very complex cigar.
No, listen, you know, we took our time on that one, and Mr. Villiger wanted to be that, you know, to be more in tune. And this brand for now is only in the U.S. market, so it was created and it was, you know, tweaked on the blend to make sure that it was appealing to the U.S. Consumer.
Now, the other thing we're looking at the box here, and the packaging was really, I really like the packaging on this. We'll talk about the bands first. I mean, the bands kind of go to that, what I call the Sandoro style, the 1888 style that you kind of introduced over the past couple of years.
Yes, no, listen, we're trying to put a cohesive message when it comes to branding to our product. So we're trying to keep everything in line. With the new regulations, as you know, we can work with the packaging of the product. So that allow us to do that, to make sure that the people understand that it's a Villiger product, that it's not just LaFleur in Glen, but it's a Villiger Flor de Inclán. And what we want to make sure that the people recognize that on the band, and the Villiger, in a way, Villiger signature is on the presentation.
Yeah, I like that because there's a lot of history with that company as well. And then I'm looking at the actual box, and there's kind of it kind of reflects that Villiger has a lot of history. It's got a classic look, yet, a little bit of a contemporary mix in it, too.
Absolutely. No, listen, it was a little mix of different things. As you know, the brand is an old brand, so we used part of the artwork that was in the market in the early 1900s, and then we put a little twist to make it more a Villiger product.
Yeah, that's great, too. Now, we're looking around the booth here, and there's a great kind of, you can just look in this booth, and there's a lot of history. I mean, I'm looking at some of the race cars. I'm looking at pictures of Mr. Villiger. I mean, so it seemed like this is a really, this booth really reflects that history.
Listen, as a matter of fact, you know, when we created the booth, we have about 30 different pictures of the company at different times, and there is not even one new picture over here. Everything has been of our archives of pictures from the company, so there is a rich history about everything, you know, from Mr. Villiger, from his car race a team that he had, the different stores that carried the product all over the world. So, as I told you, it's pretty much we're trying to show 100 years of history of the company in pictures, and there is not even one new one. The newest picture here is about, 20 years old.
No, I agree. Now, the other thing you want, late last year, early this year, was the 1888.
Yes, the 1888, first we was launched in Europe, so we took advantage of that last year when we started with the company and bring it to the U.S. It's a very smooth, nice, creamy cigar. It's made in with our partners in Dominican Republic at Avant Cigar Factory, and it's a very nice, easygoing cigar. The people might think it's more in the European style of blending, but we have had a very good reception of the cigar in the U.S. market because it's kind of like a mild cigar, but with character.
I agree. I agree as well. And then Sandoro, still, obviously, Sandoro has been doing big, big news at this year. At the end of the year, you got the big rating on the Colorado.
Yes, in the Sandoro Colorado, we have been very pleased because pretty much every major publication out there put it on the top 25 cigars for 2016. And that helped us for the people to look at our handmade portfolio. As we have a great portfolio of machine mades, and we wanted to make sure that the people know that we have great cigars on the handmade. And with Sandoro Colorado, we were able to accomplish that, for the people to stop and look at our handmade portfolio of cigars.
Right, and I know you were on, when you said, I think it was all the major, literally it was every major print publication had it, and then it was the first one you've gotten on Cigar Aficionado from a premium standpoint, correct?
Yes, it was the first top 25 cigar of the year that we got in Cigar Aficionado, and we had it in Cigars and Spirits, and we had it in Cigar Press, and even the guys from Cigar Snob. And, and even on Cigar Aficionado, besides having the Sandoro on the top 25, we had La Libertad, one of our oldest brand, as one of the top best buys of the year for 2016.
So, Rene, that's a great story because you came in here a year ago, and you came into a very difficult situation navigating the waters. I mean, so can you talk a little about how, when you first came in last year?
Absolutely. No, listen, I was talking to a friend last night, and the main thing is this. Last year, even when we were at the show, we were trying to find our place and trying to create some rapport with the customer. And the beautiful thing about this year is we're being able to gain the respect from the industry. All the customers are coming to engage us in a very serious way, interested in our portfolio of product, interested in what we have to offer, because they know that we're here, to stay, and that we have been very serious and focused to send a cohesive message when it comes to the machine made, the premium machine made, and the premium handmade. And I use the word premium machine made because that's our segment of the market when it comes to the machine made. It's a premium cigar, premium tobacco that we use on the machine made, and we are not the just to give an idea, on the machine made, one of our cigars is about $1.50, the price point, and we know that their offering is cheaper than that one. But we're not trying to compete on the mass market. We want to make sure that when you look at our machine made selection of products, it's the premium of the machine made, because we put a lot of effort to make sure that we have the best tobaccos possible for that product.
That's that's really a key thing as well. No, I agree, because, just because handmade's an art, but certainly, the tobacco is still tobacco in the end.
Absolutely. Like I always tell, we can, do our homework for the distribution, but at the end of the day, it comes to the blend and to the tobaccos that we use for the cigars to gain the respect from the consumers.
And now this year, you've gotten through, obviously, kind of reestablishing and connecting with the consumers, and I just see, like I said, now you're kind of moving forward, which I think is excellent.
No, yes, absolutely. Again, the first stage was to gain the respect from the industry and from the consumers to take us seriously when it comes to our offerings. I think that we have accomplished that. So we're focused on getting better and be more appealing to the consumers.
That's wonderful. How's Mr. Villiger doing?
Actually, very good. He's 87 years old and strong, going to the office every day, working every single day, and on top of the game, checking on us all the time.
And he was hands-on with that, the Florida Inkling, correct?
Absolutely. He was the one working on that with Matias Maragotto, our master blender at the factory. So it's all about him on this blend. He was the one behind the blending with Matias.
That's excellent. Yep, so before the Inkling, you need to be looking for that at your local... Is it shipping already?
We're going to start shipping to the stores the first week of August. So check on the stores, go to the stores, ask for the product, because we're expecting by the second week of August to be available nationwide.
That's great. Rene, thank you very much for the time, and best of luck to you the rest of the year.
Thank you so much, man. Thanks a lot for the support.
Appreciate it.